I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A former judge in Arkansas admitted to giving lighter sentences to men. This isn't good. Guilty of minor crimes in return for nude photos.
Okay.
Or sexual favors.
Well, there's that.
The 71-year-old man faced possible sentences of 260 years in prison and $2.5 million in fines if convicted.
Wow, it was a guy? I thought it'd be a girl.
No, it's a male judge right there. Yeah, not a lady. If convicted in all the 21 charges.
Wow, was he married?
It does not say in the story that I found, but you would assume he might be, or at least at one time was. This is all for abusing his power in office over the years. He pled guilty on two counts under a plea bargain that calls for him to face 2.5 to 3 years in prison. He'll probably die for wire fraud and witness tampering. And the deal also faces fines in range of $10,000 to $100,000. Be honest here. Just pretend nobody's listening. Producer MYK.
Yo.
You're in jail, man. You made a bad decision. You did something that you don't want to do. You're in front of the judge.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to send him that nude photo to get a lighter sentence?
Ooh.
I would.
How am I going to take a picture, though?
I don't know how it works.
Yeah, how is it?
Listen, you guys, I don't have all the details. I just have the crime report here that this 71-year-old former judge in Arkansas would offer the guys plea deals.
Maybe it's before they actually go to jail. It's like during the court process, right? That's because they still are living at
their own
house.
Let me pull you into the
side
room or something.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, or maybe I don't know how he does it. My point is this. Would you, producer MYK, sound like a ding-dong photo if he wanted that, or maybe if he wanted you to pose like on a bearskin rug, would you do that? You're gonna get a lighter sentence.
I'd do it.
Would you do other stuff like favors?
No.
What if you're gonna go to jail for a year?
You gotta live with those favors, Joe.
I think a year is fine, but if it's like a life sentence.
No, I'm sorry right now. If you're gonna put me in jail for like more than a month, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty weak. I don't know. I'm not saying I want to, but I also don't want to be in prison. So, all right, there's that one. Transitioning here, let's go to Connecticut. A 29-year-old woman named Lily from Connecticut and a 37-year-old friend of hers named Melissa broke into an old lady's house. This happened back in August, so almost a month or so ago. Apparently, they knew the woman's daughter, and they knew, hey, she's got some money. They wound up tying the old woman up. They also pepper sprayed her to try to get her to tell them where she kept her money. And then they stole a bunch of the stuff and took off. But they got caught because Lily accidentally left one thing behind.
What? Was her underwear something stupid?
Her resume.
What? Why are you bringing your resume to that?
I have no clue. I'm not sure if she was like going to, you know, do the robbery, then go to a job interview or something or what. But she happened to have a resume on her and brought it into the house. But either way, it led the cops right to her. I mean, if you have a good resume, your phone number and address right at the top.
Wow.
Yeah. So both Lily and Melissa were arrested last month, and they're going to be hit with a lot of felony charges, including home invasion with a firearm and kidnapping. Good. Lock those girls up. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show, let's head to Florida. A Florida woman claims she tailgated a deputy because Jesus commanded her to.
Jesus, take the wheel.
The officer was driving when he noticed the woman's vehicle was just inches from his bumper. Even after making a turn and changing lanes, the woman was still tailgating him.
Wow.
Then she swerved at his vehicle three times and almost caused several cars to crash.
I don't think Jesus would want that.
No. After pulling her over,
Jesus, take the wheel.
The woman told the officer she was tailgating because she was praying for her salvation, and Jesus commanded her to.
Oh.
The woman was arrested and charged with reckless driving. Those right there are what you call your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.